And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. The University of Oregon has announced it will begin dispensing abortion pills to students starting this fall, making it the second university in the state to do so. The move was driven by a coalition of campus groups, including the Young Democratic Socialists of America and the student government, who lobbied for years to bring chemical abortions on campus. The university says it's responding to strong student interest and calls it the next necessary step in reproductive care. And Oregon State government is doing its part too, allocating $7.5 million to a dozen Planned Parenthood locations to offset lost federal Medicaid reimbursements. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, state lawmakers are considering a bill to recognize the inherent right to life of wild rice. Yeah, a tribal rights attorney argued the bill doesn't grant rights to wild rice. It simply recognizes the plant's inherent right to exist because it's alive. Apparently, that logic applies to grain, but not to children, since Minnesota allows abortion up to the moment of birth. The bill's lead sponsor is one of the state's most vocal abortion advocates. So in Minnesota, rice has a right to life. Babies, not so much. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz has joined the billionaire flight from the Blue States because he's announced he's moving from Seattle to a $44 million penthouse in South Florida. He joins Mark Zuckerberg, Sergey Brin, and Larry Page, all of whom located to Miami in just the last 2 months. Schultz says he's chasing his next adventure and made no mention of the Washington State House passing a new 9.9% income tax on millionaires that very soon. Same day. Former San Jose State volleyball player Brooke Slusser is facing a wave of vicious online attacks after detailing what it was like to share beds and living quarters with a biological male teammate. Slusser says administrators told her that the teammate was female, and once the truth came out, her coach threatened scholarships if anyone talked. The Office of Civil Rights found San Jose State violated Title IX, but instead of complying, the university sued the federal government. A high school English teacher went viral this week, sharing what her freshman said while reading Romeo and Juliet. Among the highlights, was there time back then? Is Shakespeare a real person? Because I thought maybe he was one of those Greek gods. It would be funnier if it weren't a snapshot of what decades of declining educational standards actually look like in a classroom. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates sent directly to you daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.